USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All I know is what I see, and the president is absolutely within his rights to tweet about this.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, talking about his tweet calling for documents about an FBI informant. The president over the weekend saying on Twitter, if the FBI or DOJ was infiltrating a campaign for the benefit of another campaign, that is a really big deal. Conway, a guest on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. As funerals being planned in Texas for the 9 students and 1 teacher gunned down by that 17-year-old student at Santa Fe High School, politicians debating what to do next to protect your kids. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick, a guest on CNN's State of the Union.
There was a teacher next door, a Marine, who saw what was going on, slammed the door, locked his door, protected his students. Some feel had he been able to carry a gun, he may have been able to stop that shooter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
In Texas, the mother of one of the 9 students killed in Friday's school shooting believes her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, targeted by the gunman as she refused to go out with him. Sadie Rodriguez says her daughter made it perfectly clear she was not interested in him.
Finally, she stood up to him and embarrassed him, you know, in class, you know, because she felt she had to.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the trade war between the United States and China on hold.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin says the U.S. hopes to reduce the trade deficit with China by $200 billion by the year 2020.
35% to 40% increases in agriculture this year alone, in energy, doubling the energy purchases. You could see $50-60 billion a year of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mnuchin, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
We have specific targets. I'm not going to publicly disclose what they are. They go industry by industry.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of America's best-known coffee chains says you're now welcome to visit and even use their bathrooms even if you're not making a purchase. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when 2 black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling. Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And who will be the next American Idol? It's down to 3 finalists who will perform hit songs from Johnny Cash, Fleetwood Mac, and Journey tonight during part 1 of the season finale. Part 2 Monday night, after the nationwide vote, Ryan Seacrest will announce the winner.
Welcome back. This is it. The finale is American Idol. Here they are.
Now, as for the top 3, they're from all across the country. Caleb Lee Hutchinson from Dallas, Georgia. Maddie Pope lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Gabby Barrett, born in Clarksville, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.